Good morning. Welcome to Christ Chapel for Daily Sabbath. Today, our creation liturgy is a moving liturgy, so you will be moving around a bit today if you so desire. For the earth portion of the liturgy, we will be standing at the west doors, for the second portion at the east doors, and for the third portion here by the baptismal font. And as we do so, I'll invite David Lim to come forward with the bell if he could. And Kathy here will show us. David, if you can come on forward, please. For the traveling music, so to speak, there is a part that is going to require a little bit of teaching. So if you want to open up your bulletin, you'll see about two-thirds of the way down page two, you will see God Bless Every Step. That's from a tradition called Music Makes Community, and that'll be sort of our traveling music as we go from the west doors to the east doors and the east doors to the north doors. And David Lim will introduce it with the tone of the bells, and Kathy Shalhoub will sing a line, and she's just going to show us how that works right now.
All right, it's best to teach this now than in the middle of the liturgy. So each time we sing this, David will start us with a pitch on the handbell, and I will sing through it once, and then I'm going to ask you to join in singing it with me. So if you want to give us that. God bless every step. God bless the earth. God bless every step. God bless the earth. Now, for those of you that would like to join after a few times through it, there is a harmony piece that is just one third higher. And that goes, God bless every step, God bless the earth. God bless every step, God bless the earth. So we'll start each time we move to another part of the space. We will hear the bell tone. And we will start in the melody form. After we sing it through, if you'd like to join with the harmony form just a third higher, you're more than welcome to do so. And you may hear a descant over the top of everything as well. Make sense, everyone? Great.
I invite you to please stand as we gather at the west doors. We begin. God, our Creator, who rolled back the waters of chaos to reveal God's earth, Jesus Christ, who became earthly human flesh to reveal God's love on earth, Holy Spirit, who opens our eyes to creation to reveal God's presence on earth, open our eyes and our hearts to discover the wonders of earth, the mysteries of creation, and your presence deep within. Amen. Mother Earth, who once rose a majestic glistening orb from the dark primal waters, celebrate your birth with us. Molten rocks rising from the ocean floor and breaking through the swelling waves, colliding continental plates thrusting upward to form great mountain chains across the land. Celebrate your birth with us, flooding rains and swirling winds, gentle breezes and trickling streams, weathered peaks and alluvial plains, alive with the creating spirit of earth. Celebrate your birth with us, the spring, green of spring and the gold of autumn, the cool rain forest and the warm atmosphere, the soil that sustains and the water that revives, and the blessing of earth that is life itself. Celebrate your birth with us. Fragile earth, delicate web, intricate world, wild and wonderful, resisting the forces of destruction and rising new each dawn from the deep. Celebrate your birth with us. Rise again with us. Rejoice with us.
The earth is at the same time mother. She is mother of all that is natural, mother of all that is human. She is the mother of all, for contained in her are the seeds of all.
Come, enter into this sacred time and space and tell of the goodness of God. We join sky and all creation in proclaiming God's glory. Come to fill the universe with praise for the wonder of the Holy One's handiwork. Come to breathe in the Spirit and breathe out justice. We join sky and all creation in receiving God's life, reviving word and spirit. Come to offer thanks, to confess sin, and to remember ourselves as the body of Christ, that we might cooperate with all creation in serving God.
We join sky and all creation in offering ourselves with joy for God's service.
For the gifts of the sky and air, for your very breath of life, we give thanks to you, O God. We praise you for stars dancing in the cosmos, clouds floating in the heavens, and winds harboring soft breezes. We praise you for birds flying above earth, for insects taking to wing, and for all that moves and changes at the wind's beckoning. How wonderful and mysterious are your gifts of sky and wind and breath. We confess, O God, that we have not always cared well for your creation. We have not always protected and justly used the gifts of creation. Through arrogance, greed, and ignorance, we have contaminated sky. hidden stars from our sight, choked the winds with toxins. By our abuse of creation, by contaminating the very air we breathe, we have caused suffering and death for Earth, for ourselves, and for all creatures dependent on Earth's atmosphere. For our wrongs, O God, we ask forgiveness. Open our ears to the proclamation of your glory by the cosmos and sky, and turn our hearts that we might become better citizens of Earth and demonstrate more respect when we travel through sky. Accept our actions of repentance. Let us breathe deeply of your redeeming breath and enable us to reverence you in all that you have given us. O God,
keep back your servants from the insolent thoughts and great transgressions. Make us wise by your decrees and enlighten us by your commandments. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.
Glance at the sun, see the moon and the stars. Gaze at the beauty of Earth's greenings. Now, think. What delight God gives to humankind with all these things. All nature is at the disposal of humankind. We are to work with it, for without it, we cannot survive.
May our eyes be blessed that we may see God's beauty in the star-swept sky. May our ears be blessed that we may hear God calling us in the wind. May our hearts be blessed that we may feel the love of God in the warmth of the sun. May God, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier, bless us with each life-renewing breath we take. Amen.
Creator, source of living water, come, baptize our planet, make it wet with blessing, Christ living water among us. Come, heal with water in body, mind, and heart. Spirit, bring waters on the wind. Come, blow through our lives and refresh our spirits each day together. We believe in God who creates all things, who embraces all things, who celebrates all things, who is present in every part of the fabric of creation. We believe in God as the source of all life, who baptizes this planet with living water, who heals all the wounds of Earth. We believe in the book of Earth, the book of life unfolding, the book revealing the mysteries of God's wisdom. We believe in Jesus Christ as the revelation and wisdom of God, joining the web of life as human flesh. Jesus is the love of God immersed in the cosmos. We believe in an earth community, a community where lives of all creatures are interconnected. We believe in life forever, empowered by the breath of the Spirit of God, connected with our cosmic Christ, and celebrated by all creation.
Underneath all the texts, all the sacred psalms and canticles, these watery varieties of sounds and silences, terrifying, mysterious, whirling and sometimes gestating and gentle, must somehow be felt in the pulse, ebb, and flow of the music that sings in me. My new song must float like a feather on the breath of God.
Before our final blessing, a reminder to please feel free to take your seats after the blessing, as Caitlin Graham will be leading us in our postlude for this day. So please, we invite you to stay and enjoy the postlude after this blessing. May the moist breath of God heal the earth and earth's living waters. May the waters of life flow through your veins, and may the water of your baptism keep you in Jesus Christ, the healer of all creation. Amen.